So it's the end of the lesson now. We're just talking to some people about what ideas you would have for change in Thimble. Have you got any ideas about how you could change the projects?
I thought you could have two sort of templates, one with instructions and one without, so then you can just trial and error on one of them.
So when I came and looked at yours before, you were working on the map one, weren't you?
Yeah.
And I noticed those comments, they take up quite a lot of space in it. Now, you probably could have deleted them to make it easy, yeah? but you're saying you like the idea that if you just looked at it and all the code was there, you could go in.
You could just mess about with it and see what happened, and then you'd...
So if there was like a button you could click that would say hide comments, and it would... I wonder if that would be possible, because you could have like... It would look for comments and it would just hide them all, rather than you having to go through and delete them. Yeah?
How would I save it?
How do you save it? Now, I've not looked at that yet.
Could you save the link? That way.
You can save the link. The other thing you could do is you could just copy all that text on the left-hand side and paste that into an email or a notepad or something like that. But I think it might have been an idea to make an account. But you can.
It's good the way that you can see it as a preview as well. Because if you're on notepad, you've no idea.
Yeah, that's right, until you test it. But some people would say that dynamically updates it. So as you change stuff, like your logo before, I noticed you changed the size of it and it was stretching it, and you could see that straight away as you were doing it. Great. So it's lunchtime, but you've decided to stay in anyway and figure this out. Yeah.
So that's the lesson's work.
It looks pretty cool.
However, if you were doing this for a job, you'd know all those things, and also you wouldn't remember it all, but you'd know that I did that last project, so I just copy those bits and I just change like what the image is.
My cousin's doing that at Manchester University, so.
Ah, right, with HTML or just like computer science? You don't know.
I think he's doing computer science or something.
How'd you hack it?
Yeah, how'd you hack it?
Why do you want to hack someone's computer?
It all depends. There's good hacking and.
Get six up.
Some people talk about white hat hackers and grey and black, and the black hat hackers,
yeah,
they're the ones.
Yeah, Xbox Live account. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then sell all people's credit card details. But white hats.
Yeah, anonymous. Yeah. Who hacked into PS3.
Where white hats are supposed to, like.
If you hack your brother's computer, there's like random stuff on it.
Yeah, that's
you know, like logging on. Logging on like that.
Onto the school networks. It's not impossible.
Would it be very hard? Like, if I went 09A Morris.
Yes.
How.
Well, there's lots of different things. If you look on Google or Wiki, it'll explain. It's like there's different types of attacks. There's what's called a brute force attack. That's one where you basically you just keep trying. So if you knew Alex's username, you just keep trying loads and loads of different passwords. But a lot of websites or things where you log in, the security is set up so it'll only let you have three attempts before it locks it out. But some don't have that. So that's one way you can get through those. Then there's other ways where the easiest way to hack into something is just to find out what somebody's password is. See, like you're talking to Henry at lunchtime about something, he's saying, oh my goodness, about this. And Henry ends up somehow revealing what his password is. Mm. Or the other way is, you know, you ring up Henry and you say, oh, hello, it's the school technician here. We've just been trying to set your password and it's not right. Just tell us what your password is again. And Henry says, well, this is what my password is. So they're usually the easiest ways, but there are other clever ways of getting into things.
James, you've hacked random.
Yeah, but that was just... That's not like... That's it's hacking, but it's knowing his password. It's not what
a... Yeah, it's not exactly the same.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a password, so... Yeah.
No?
Well, he does now.
Right, go and enjoy your lunch. And you know, this stuff's all available online. You can go... When you go home, you can have a look at it and try stuff. Bye.